the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump. This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now. Do it today. Your customers, the American people, they need relief now.
And here's the president of the United States with his controllers loading up in his notes and his teleprompter to tell you and to tell me that I'm ordering you right now to lower gas prices when his policies are the direct cause of every stinking bit of the increase. Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, there's NBC News. Station owners make most of their profits in the stores and sales of food and drinks, as well as alcohol, where sales are legal. That's a known fact, but they think you're so stupid that they're now going with that in the news. Well, he's right. It's the gas stations. Biden reads off a teleprompter. Biden is given a script. It came out his first weeks in office a year and a half ago. He would wave papers around. People could freeze it and see he was being told everything to do. Well, there's new papers out. We've got some images of those where it shows specifically what he's told to do, like he's a dog. You take your seat. Very specific cheat sheet reminds Biden how to act and how to stay awake. And here's the cheat sheet. He's so dumb, he holds it up for everybody. And it goes in to say, you enter the Roosevelt room and say hello. You take your seat. Press enters. You give brief comments, and it just goes on. Press departs. I mean, you talk about mind control. So everything coming out of his mouth is a pre-scripted thing. This is the definition of a puppet. I mean, he is literally a dementia-addled, riddled creature. And so when he says this stuff, this is not a gaffe. This is what he's told to say. So now he says, I'm really upset about gas prices. And he points his finger at the camera. We'll play the clip in a moment. And he says, gas stations, you did this. You will cut prices. Now, for anybody that doesn't know about this, it's easy to look up. You just type in, most gas stations lose money on gas by the time they pay for the regulations and the tanks and the maintenance and all of it. On average, they make about 25 cents a gallon, which is very competitive. Now, during hurricanes and some gas shortages, sometimes stations will be caught charging, if there's lines, way more. And maybe they're making a dollar a gallon instead of, 15 cents a gallon. But we're talking about people gassing up their cars with 20 gallons. And maybe they make $3-4. I mean, do you understand that until recently, a gallon of gas was cheaper than a gallon of water? Because the U.S. was one of the top oil producers in the world. It was number one under Trump. Now it's number four, number three, depending on how you look at the numbers. So imagine they've already suspended most states the gas tax. And it's still at $5 a gallon on average. It's like $8 a gallon in California and other areas. $6 a gallon in places like Hawaii. But it's a $5 national average because he shut off thousands of pipelines, the big Keystone pipeline when it was already completed. He cut all of the drilling permits. He killed drilling in Anwar, Alaska, killed drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, which just means Venezuela and China and everybody else just comes and drills it. And then we buy it from Venezuela. We buy it from other countries. So for him to be the author or the front man of this and to come out and blame gas stations shows you a window into the minds of the controllers that they think the public's so stupid that they want to first misdirect and say Putin did it, when even the Federal Reserve admits that's not the case. And now it's the gas station. Gas stations make their money on cigarettes and lottery tickets and chewing tobacco, and Hot Pockets, and Honey Buns, and coffee, and Gatorade and Coca-Cola and aspirin and lighters and ice cream and potato chips and magazines. Everybody knows that that is the bottom line. And so gas stations couldn't operate just selling gas. That's why you ever see places just sell gas? You don't see that anymore. You can be in small towns that got like 80-year-old gas stations. They don't even have an office to sell stuff, and they're usually closed. You can drive all through the United States and see old shutdown gas stations that have that little bitty office and little bitty place where maybe they sell cigarettes and oil. Those places are out of business because you can't run a business in the gas station business, the convenience store business, off gasoline. You will go bankrupt before you ever start. And here's the president of the United States with his controllers loading up in his notes and his teleprompter to tell you and to tell me that I'm ordering you right now to lower gas prices when his policies are the direct cause of every stinking bit of the increase. Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, there's NBC News. Station owners make most of their profits in the stores and sales of food and drinks, as well as alcohol, where sales are legal. That's a known fact, but they think you're so stupid that they're now going with that in the news. Well, he's right. It's the gas stations. He tried to blame the oil companies last week. And there is some evidence that since increased prices went up and inflation, they have now started charging about 10% more than they should. But if you do the actuaries, I'm not defending oil companies, but they know the price is going up in the future, so they're adding that in for the future cost delivery of goods. So, no, ladies and gentlemen, when Trump told oil companies to lower prices, they said, yes, sir, let us increase output, and it plunged. Because the president has power when he's not a puppet. Biden could be directing all this. I'm going to go to break and take your calls, but here is Biden and the biggest lie ever.
The companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump. This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now. Do it today. Your customers, the American people, they need relief now. So let me summarize.
So he can flip a switch and say we're now pro-energy like Trump did and go from being the third biggest producer to number one overnight. Just flip a switch. The oil companies and the wildcatters and our people can do it like that. The infrastructure is still there, though it's falling apart. I've talked to a lot of people that work in the oil fields and the refineries. They say if things continue for another year, they won't be able to up capacity for a decade, but it's still in place right now. Within months, they could lower gas prices. He is in direct control of those levers, and he blames the gas stations. I mean, that is just so insulting. And he sits there all sanctimonious, like he cares, but you know there's probably 20% of people. That's what really vote for Democrats. They stay in power by election fraud. Everybody knows that. It's all come out. But there's about 20-25% of people that would believe the moon was made out of pistachio ice cream if he told them so. They would believe anything. And they're like, yeah, it's the gas stations. They're the ones. They're the reason the price went up. Not that he blocked the drilling and the refining and the delivery of the stuff. Man, these people are sick. We told you it was all coming 3 years ago. Your calls are straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com.